Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field. Stahl picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stahl. Kessinger moves to third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hickman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Shamsky reaches second base with a double. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hans strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Koosman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Mets, 1. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell strikes out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stahl is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stahl hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Jones reaches second base with a double. J.C. Martin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shamsky. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips is walked intentionally. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hans is 0-for-1 in the game. Hans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to third. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Koosman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Koosman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Boswell moves to second. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stahl is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stahl hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boswell scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stahl moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Shamsky hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Jose Arcia pinch hits for Bill Hands. Jose Arcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Arcia hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's Cubs, 2, Mets, 2. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rich Nye now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Koosman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Koosman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Koosman takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Boswell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Koosman moves to second. 2 outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stahl is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stahl hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hundley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shamsky throws the ball into Harrelson, who tags Hundley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Santo moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nye strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nye fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Kunz now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kessinger is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 0-for-4 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to home to get Beckert. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dignan pinch runs for Ernie Banks. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Nan moves to second. It's 7-2, Cubs. Ron Taylor now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hundley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hundley is walked intentionally. Nan moves to third. Santo moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hickman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dignan now playing first base. Tommy Agee pinch hits for Art Shamsky. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Agee moves to second. Phil Regan now pitching. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Collins pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Collins strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boswell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.